to a lot of folks. And what do you mean by what's happening to them? Well, they're feeling like they have no motivation, no drive,
right?
No sex drive, even. They're seeing them want weight gain, loss of muscle mass. They feel like they're going through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in understanding these symptoms. And what can be done is the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low-T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. Usually even noticed an increased sex drive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. 16 states and one territory have open polls as voters are deciding their respective parties' nominees for November. It's Super Tuesday. The Smokehouse Creek Fire in the Texas Panhandle, it's the largest in state history, has now burned more than 1 million acres. The Panhandle is cattle country in Texas, and the fire has devastated the industry, and consumers may feel the effects. Thousands of head of cattle have been lost. A powerful blizzard in California has eased. A stretch of Interstate 80 from west of Lake Tahoe to the Nevada state line finally has reopened to all but big rigs. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 360 points. The S&P off 53. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76 with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Today, the polls are open in Alabama and in 15 other states as Super Tuesday gets underway for primary elections. In the presidential race for Democrats, Joe Biden's name will be on the ballot. The National Democratic Party leadership provided a hostile environment to Biden's biggest challenger, Robert Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr. is now running as an independent. In the Republican Party, the names on the ballot will be Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Congressional District 2 in Alabama has many challengers from both parties since this is a newly redrawn district. Congressional District 1 has two current congressmen who are vying for the Republican candidacy due to the redrawn districts. Those are Congressmen Barry Moore and Jerry Carl. A race to determine the next Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court is also part of this primary election. The candidates are incumbent Justice Sarah Stewart and challenger Brian Taylor. For more details on the primary races in the state, go to 1819news.com. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A traffic stop in Mobile results in a drug bust. Two people are now under arrest for drugs found in the car as well as those tossed from the vehicle. 30-year-old Tyria Davis and 36-year-old Willie Robinson are now facing drug trafficking charges. A standoff is over in Florence with a 69-year-old male suspect taken into custody by a SWAT team. The standoff occurred on Monday night after a shots fired call came into police. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat too.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
I got hairy legs.
Hold on to your butts.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Joey.
We both already got our voting done.
That's right.
What, did you not get a sticker?
Yeah, it won't stick to my thing, so I had to stick it to my book.
My sticker's still in my car.
Whatever the shirt material is.
I don't need no sticker. Reminded me of being in kindergarten.
How do we know you really voted if you don't have the
you
sticker?
You don't have to really. I don't care if y'all don't believe me. Go away.
You might be one of those kind of people that say they voted, didn't vote.
I'm tired of talking to you. Let's go to a much better man than you. Let's go to Rich Anderson. Sorry, Rich, to jump in with the jokes I usually throw at Eddie, but how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I've been out shaking hands and talking with voters at one of the polling places, and now I'm getting ready to go into my own polling place to vote, which I'd put off until now, and since it's raining a little bit, I figured I'd go ahead and get that done.
So what's your gut feeling about today?
I feel good, Joey. I feel really good. I've gotten really encouraging messages from people all over the state. I got Dale Jackson's vote this morning.
That's always tough to do.
Yeah, that's right. I called in and he said, that's it. You got my vote. So I'll take it. But yeah, I feel pretty good. I don't, you know, I'm going to be working until the polls close.
Well, I know it's a lot of work for, again, a statewide campaign. And
I mean, it's kind of the cake is baked at this point in reality, Joey. But,
right.
You know, if you've ever, anybody who's run for office can tell you the hardest thing is to the last day, you got to be out doing something.
So right.
I'm out telling people about Rich Anderson and grabbing those last few votes and just trying to keep myself from going crazy.
Well, best of luck tonight. We'll see what the returns bring this evening. And, great seeing you get out there, Rich. We've known each other for a little while, but I think you throwing your hat in the ring would be well-deserved. But thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joey. Good talking to you.
You too. Again, Rich Anderson, Court of Criminal Appeals. Mm-hmm. So y'all get out there and vote if you haven't already done it. Seems like a low turnout.
Seems like it so far. I mean, now, Titus, of course, small community. When I was there, I think I was number 70-something, 72, 75. There were several people coming behind me. But I think my community is a little bit older, and older people get out and vote.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe, you know, people here, they plan on going to work first. I don't know. But it does seem like a low turnout. And that's very unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, how about this for a change of pace? This is a clip of Tucker Carlson sitting down with Lieutenant Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a short segment. By short, I mean like a 7-minute one Tucker did. And I think we should get into it.
Yes.
Because McGregor's saying this is the worst idea Congress has ever had.
Right on the money.
Let's listen in.
Did Rome fall? Historians have been debating that question, moving on 2,000 years now. But everyone agrees one of the reasons is pretty obvious. The Roman military, its legions, became dominated by non-citizens who, in the end, because they weren't loyal to Rome, turned against Rome's citizens. So knowing that as we do, consider this series of facts. This country has been flooded with tens of millions of illegal aliens. At least 7.2 million, that's the official number, have entered since Joe Biden became president. That number is greater than the population of 32 states. So what do we do with these people? Do we deport them? No, not according to the U.S. Congress. Here's the idea.
There is no higher honor than serving your country in uniform.
And that honor could be extended to migrants under a new bill introduced by Hudson Valley Congressman Pat Ryan. Called the Courage to Serve Act, this bill would offer qualified and vetted migrants an expedited path to citizenship if they serve in the military. According to Ryan, last year the military services collectively missed recruiting goals by roughly 41,000 recruits, leaving some crucial positions unfilled.
If there are folks with the courage to raise their right hand, take an oath to protect and defend our Constitution, and put their lives on the line for this country, then they sure as hell deserve the opportunity to be citizens in the United States of America.
Ooh, Pat Ryan lecturing us on what it means to be an American, as if he would know. But consider this for a second. The military can't meet its recruiting goals. Now, who forms the basis of our fighting forces? Well, sorry to say it, but white men always have. So the U.S. military has been attacking white men by name. We're against you, white men. And so it turns out lots of white men don't want to join the military anymore. Who could have predicted that? So there is a problem getting American citizens who were born here to defend their country. Now, in a normal nation, you would pause and ask, what are we doing wrong? That young Americans don't want to defend their own country. Maybe we should change and improve. But not in this country, not with this Congress. The idea is, let's allow an invasion of the country, not use the military to stop it, and then populate the military with the people who are invading the country and hope for the best. Wow.
Well, I'm going to pause it there in a second. He brings in Doug McGregor. But it's also in our history. Like, think about the war between the states or the Civil War, whatever you want to call it. But when all those Irishmen were getting off the boats.
I think a little bit different time there, Joey. A little bit different.
No, I'm just saying this is what governments will do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, they're looking for votes. And they're looking for money and power and control. Sure. I can't get it from you people, so I'll bring in my own people.
But I also pause it because we have a great guy on the phone, Dr. Stuart Tankersley.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hey, great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Surviving.
Good. That's a great interview. I hope everyone would listen to it because it's very insightful, I think, that McGregor and Tucker talked about.
Of course.
I was calling just simply, this time surprisingly, not about COVID, but I served in the National Guard with Brian Taylor, and I just wanted to, I was very impressed with him the time I spent around him, and I hope he does well today. This isn't a slam on the woman he's running against, but I just think he's a good guy, and he did very good work in the Guard.
Yeah, and that's always been my sense of him. I think he got a little high profile there in the state Senate, so being high profile means you'll get some haters. But he struck me as a very conservative, very competent guy.
And he wrote the ethics bill in 2010 that, unfortunately, the Republicans decimated a major part of it a few years ago and promised they would, remedy the problem within a year, and we haven't heard anything from him since. But he was the guy that wrote that bill, and I think he understands the importance of integrity and, the ethics of the people that are elected officials. So I hope that we have a chance to see him in our Supreme Court.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Doc, and we'll have to get you back in studio here before too long. Maybe after my, early quick vacation, we'll get you in next week or something.
It'd always be an honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Again, that's Dr. Stuart Tankersley.
Good guy.
Now, let's keep going here with this interview that you just heard Tankersley praising. Again, this is Tucker Carlson and Doug McGregor. They're discussing this idea of, well, we brought all these folks in, or let them in illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's have them serve in the military.
If this ever does become a police state, if you're ever ordered to obey at the point of a gun, this is the way it's going to happen. Maybe not. Colonel Douglas McGregor seemed like a man to ask about this. He's a former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, the commander of the last tank battle in American history, and the CEO of Our Country, Our Choice. He joins us now. Doug, thanks so much for coming on. Now, I don't want to jump to a lot of conclusions about this, but since you are, in addition to all the other things I mentioned, a military historian, assess, if you would, the wisdom of allowing people to invade your country and then handing them automatic weapons.
You know, when I listen to the comments coming out of the Senate or the House, let alone the White House, I'm sometimes reminded of that famous statement in Vietnam. In order to save the village, we had to destroy it.
Yes.
I get the impression that's the plan in Washington. We have to destroy the country in order to save it.
Clearly.
At least, I guess, from the standpoint of everybody in Washington, whatever happened before they arrived was wrong. And the brave new world must be built in the future on the ruins of the past. And they're doing a pretty good job of trying to make that work. The military is a good example of it. And military institutions take decades to build. They're resilient in most cases because of the human capital that replenishes them on a routine basis. We're having problems recruiting for a very simple reason. People that have been through this over the last 20, 30 years have said, what are we doing? What's the point of being in the military? We go to these places, they look around in Iraq or they look around in Afghanistan and they say, there's nothing here. What am I doing here? Oh, well, you're building democracy. And people burst out laughing. It's nonsense. Of course it's nonsense. How is this defending America? And I think that's a huge part of the problem. If you were to ask 100,000 men, white, black, or otherwise, or who call themselves Americans, what are you ready to do? They're ready to defend the United States. But they don't see much evidence that we're defending the United States. If anything, we've walked away from that in favor of what? Defending Ukraine or defending parts of the Middle East? This is not what we signed up for. And I think that's a huge issue as well.
I wonder, though, what the effect on our domestic politics, our domestic life will be. I mean, when you're at West Point, I imagine you saw your job as a newly minted Army officer defending the United States from its enemies abroad. But the DOD is playing, I think, an unprecedented role in the domestic life of our country. You saw it on January 6th. You see it in the censorship efforts being led by DOD. So should we be a little nervous about the idea of arming foreigners, lawbreakers, people who've broken federal law, and handing them weapons? Like, why would you be crazy to worry that that might be used against us?
Well, if you were playing for the Eagles and suddenly you were fired and the manager of the Eagles decided to hire the third string team that works in Dallas, Texas, for the Dallas Cowboys. Then you went into the game and discovered that the third stringers from the Dallas Cowboys are helping the Dallas Cowboys win, you'd be pretty upset. Well, that's effectively what these people are deciding to do. None of these people are Americans. We know from having interviewed them, they have no aspiration to be Americans. What they aspire to is to get into the consumption machine, get the ticket of entry, the free check, the free phone, the free transportation tickets, the free food, the free medical care, and the free this, the free that. That's why they're coming. And people say, well, they deserve this. No, they don't. They haven't worked for any of it. In the meantime, what do Americans get? You know, we have a force right now that can't defend anything anywhere overseas very successfully. Look at the failed military operations we've had for over 20 years. And look at the border. No one brings it up. No one's even trying. No one seems to care. You know, I think the largest problem is that Washington is this ideological bubble. And everyone decides that anyone who doesn't agree with them, that the world has to be refashioned in some new image that exists only in their minds, and that anybody who disagrees with them is by definition a criminal and has to be treated as such. What better solution than finding people who have no connection to the American people, arming them, and then sending them out to oppress us? Sounds like a great solution.
Again, that's Doug McGregor on with Tucker Carlson. And of course, you can watch that whole thing there on Tucker's brand new website.
He say who brought that kind of, who's pushing that? Because here's the whole issue I keep having is they use words like they and them. I want a name. Because these people aren't going nowhere. Like Biden. Biden's just a stooge. He's going to be out in a couple of years. Those people that are around him that put him in this position.
The first guy they said was Pat Ryan is proposing it. There are a few people in Congress who have proposed it, essentially.
They should be literally beat to a pulp for saying that, in one hand, we want legally Americans that are here, we want their guns taken from them. But we want to put guns into hands of illegals. What about that makes sense? Right, they should be beaten to a pulp.
Well, I don't know about beating anybody to a pulp.
I do.
Like, you can't be advocating violence.
We'll get them here first, then we'll talk about it.
You're going to get us canceled.
You haven't been canceled yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's coming.
One of these days, something you say, something I say.
Oh, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. 272-9228. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And their Pest Pro, Ashley and her team, are ready to help you. And, folks, it's turning into springtime. Things are heating up a little bit. The flowers, the bushes, the trees, everything's back in bloom. The green grass is coming back. And that means it's not just, well, going to be beautiful outside. It also means all the little critters are coming back.
Right.
Like, I've noticed around, my grandfather's house, the wasps are coming back with a vengeance.
Wasps are coming back. I just seen taking Roxy out. The skeeter hawks are out, so I know the skeeters are out.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we're fixing to get into the season.
And also termites. Now, you may not notice them, but here's the deal. When you call Pest Pro Services, you got to ask them for it.
Yeah.
But they'll come out and do a free termite inspection and estimate.
That's amazing.
And you might as well get termite treatment done before you have any major damage to your property or any damage at all. It's a much more affordable way of dealing with these termites rising up, or could, again, be mosquitoes, wasps, fire ants. They're all coming back. And, well, if you want to protect your home, protect your property, I can think of nobody better than Pest Pro Services. Great local folks that not only know what they're doing, they're always giving back to the community, easy to work with. Call them today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team there that Joey and Eddie, those two fellas on the radio, sent you. Got to hit this break. Got plenty of calls rolling in at 272-9228. Be right back with us.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference and mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
How you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. And again, we are now live streaming the show on YouTube, Joey Clark Live on YouTube, and you can comment that way if you don't want to call. Knock on Wood just said, my wife just went to vote and said Barry Moore is not on the ballot. You're probably not in his district.
That'd be my guess.
He is running in District 1 against Jerry Carl. It might be that you're in the brand new District 2 with Dick Brubaker, Caroline Dobson, Greg Albritton, and a few others.
All right.
So, well, that's unfortunately what the courts gave us. A lot of people, I think, are a little like, what?
Yeah, I think a lot of people really weren't aware of that, Joe, and I think they're finding out this morning.
Yeah. It's a shame. I mean, we've been talking about it till the cows have come home.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think a cow. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Bill?
Y'all have been talking about aliens joining the military. There's a real easy way to fix that. Mm-hmm. And it probably should happen, but it probably won't happen because I don't figure Congress and Senate have the intestinal fortitude to do this. But they could come out and say, ever alien that crossed the border from 2020 till whenever carries the charge of a felony and a misdemeanor.
There you go.
Because military, you can't serve if you've got either.
Correct. Right.
And they probably should do that, and they should probably go back and have a span for during Obama's term. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't really think that they'll ever accept aliens into the military. It's going to be interesting to see how they do their naturalization. Because my understanding is that the people that are coming across are basically being issued green cards, more or less. So I don't think they've got a pathway to citizenship. Maybe wrong.
Well, not currently. The plan is to create one.
Yeah, it's
like military service down the road. So it depends on who wins Congress and who has the presidency. It's back to the same game.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I was going to bring up, and that y'all may have talked about it, I've been working a lot here lately, so I don't get to listen quite as much as I used to. But I saw a thing on, I think it was 1819 News.
Mm-hmm.
Where they estimate that some 330,000 illegal aliens have actually been flown into the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And the government is using VA and VA benefit money to do this.
Yep. That's what's been reported.
I mean, I'm not a veteran. I wish I was. I almost was. But if I was a veteran and I found that out, I would probably be marching in the streets in Washington, D.C.
Well,
because that is not the intent of that money.
Nope, but there's some other examples of them taking veterans' benefits and giving it to illegals. Not hard, just really, it doesn't take 10 minutes of looking on Google and you'll see it. Several veterans have been put out of homes that were taken care of by the state so illegals could be put in. It just, that's what's happening.
Well, I appreciate y'all letting me have my 2 cents worth.
Thank you, Bill.
See you, Bill.
Let's go to Big Bird. Hey, Big Bird, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I just wanted to give you an update or two on the voting, at least out here in Elmore County.
Yeah.
The vote is, when I voted, which was about 45 minutes ago, I went in and out. It was very quick and very done because, and part of the reason to that is that there was such a light turnout. They were still 417 votes short of making 10% turnout.
Oh, wow. Dadgum.
That is bad. Because what's happening is the Democrats are turning out well, and there's a lot of crossover voting, and we're going to get some candidates we really don't want to see.
Thank you, Rob.
And the only thing I've got to say is 4:34, you got about 4 hours and 26 minutes to get to the polls. You better do something about it. You know, I'm just, you know, it's really just makes me sad. It really does. But anyway, as far as being a vet, I'm right here in Alabama. I'm a veteran, and I'm upset because I am a disabled vet.
Yeah.
And if I could, you know, talking to Bill, if I could actually walk to go to Washington, I'd be glad to join the demonstration. But it's not easy for me, and my wife and I are both vets, and they're doing everything they can do right now dealing with some of these big mega bank mortgage bank. One of them is you know, they're trying to mess me around on my house, and fortunately I have records.
Good.
And I've called them to task on it, but it's being done, and I can't get an appointment to see an orthopedic surgeon to get my leg fixed so I can walk. And because they're so short of funds. And I mean, it just really, you know, it really irks me to see what's being done. And the thing I liked about Donald Trump is he raised every, you know, when you have a rising tide economy, it raises everybody's
boat.
All
boats float.
Yes, sir. So if your boat's floating, then it's going to raise your boat.
That's right.
You know, and if not, then we're going to have some, you know, but we don't need to be giving people, if they want to be here illegally, fine, but they shouldn't be drawing tax benefits and money from the government to be here. They need to earn their way, you
exactly
know, without
right
it.
Exactly.
Because
right.
those are safety nets for people that deserve it. They're safety nets for people who have earned it and paid for it with taxes. Mm-hmm. And they're giving that money to people who are, they're coming here illegally and they're drawing benefits. I mean, how is that possible? But that's what they're doing.
Exactly right. Well, I appreciate the call, Big Bird. Great to hear from you.
But anyway, you still got time. Get to the votes and vote.
There you go. Get out
and
vote.
Yeah, if you're a Republican, you better show up somewhere and vote. And if not, maybe you can, you know, go two, three places. Maybe they'll let you vote. I don't know. You know, but vote early, vote often.
There you go.
But anyway.
Appreciate you, man.
Take care and have a good, man.
Thank you, Big Bird.
272-9228. This part of the program, again, brought to you by Dylan Rings. And as we were saying earlier, happy birthday to that's Josh right. Ryder. And in celebration of Josh 5-0. Ryder's 50th birthday, they are doing a special sale there at Dylan Rings. Here's how you can understand it. It's 50% off on 50% of their inventory for 50% of the month of March. So you don't have that many days. You need to get by there like today. Okay, tomorrow after you vote. And go see these amazing items they have on sale for 50%. Josh and Leslie Ryder are wonderful folks, and they've got a great selection of jewelry items from high-end items. So, you know, that everyday jewelry that still looks great, but it's not going to break the bank.
Right.
And not going to break your heart if you lose it in the ocean or something like that. But still, again, looks fantastic. Of course, they can help you with repairs there at Dylan Rings, as well as custom design work. Josh Ryder's truly an artist over there. Or maybe spa treatments, or it could be appraisals. They can do it all there at Dylan Rings. They are a full-service jewelry shop. So check them out today. You can always search for Dylan Rings on Facebook or on Instagram, or go to dylanrings.com. But I encourage you to stop by that showroom. Do it today, 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder, well, first off, happy birthday, Josh. And second off, that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the afternoon sent you. Let's hit a break. Okay. We'll come back. Gird your loins, everybody, or something like that. Duke's on the line.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors, and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
$34 trillion in debt. Drugs and crime crushing our communities. What are Jerry Carl's priorities? Not Alabama. Not even America. As our country crumbles, Carl sends our cash abroad, sides with Biden to give our taxpayer dollars and defense stockpiles to Ukraine. In this economy, Alabama needs a hand up, but Jerry Carl has nothing but handouts. $40 billion to Ukraine with no oversight and no plan for peace. Ukraine is cashing in with billions from Biden and Jerry Carl, while Americans can't afford gas and groceries. Jerry stood with Joe, sold us out. Now it's time to vote him out. On March 5th, reject Jerry Carl. Paid for by School Freedom Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SchoolFreedomFund.org. School Freedom Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number one moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday. Upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Well, everybody, you better
hold on to your butts,
because we got the one, the only, we got Duke on the line, if that is his real name. Duke, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I need to get something out the way before I get started now. Brother Jim, I apologize for getting back to you so late, sir, from last Friday when you suggested that I go stand in a damn corner somewhere, talk two or three minutes or whatever, you know. And I'm not Tim Scott, my friend. I'm sorry. But anyhow, I got that out of the way. How you doing?
I'm all right. I guess I'll have to cancel the Tim Scott interview.
Yeah, please. Apparently it's not going to play like we thought it would.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
What you got, bro?
I'm just sitting there listening for a minute, and y'all are all over the place, really. Where should I start?
Choose wisely.
Blindly. Okay. I was thinking about what you guys talked about earlier. I told Eddie I called back, but I got back a little later. You guys changed the subject many times.
Of course.
But my brother Barkley came out and said something. What's wrong with what he said?
He threatened violence on somebody wearing a T-shirt? Because he didn't believe that, like, what he was said on the T-shirt, so.
Let's take the violence out of it, though. But what's wrong with what you say? So I feel that way about Black Lives Matter T-shirt. I don't like it. But
do you?
You know, different context, which way Trump did it, you know. But Trump Trump always, you know, jug at us a little bit. He got little things he throw our way sometimes. You know, like the gold tennis shoes. There's a guy on Fox News bragging about, oh, blacks love tennis shoes. They love to death. Trump knew what he was doing on that one. See, kind of crap like that. See, yeah, you know. Then that's like the mug.
Have
guy,
you been
you
to
know?
Eastdale Mall recently?
Yes.
How many sneaker shops are in there?
A bunch of them, but.
But it's not true.
Yeah. I don't wear those gold sneakers. I don't know anyone that would wear
them.
Yeah,
okay? I like the pair. I resell them, makes money.
Wait, Duke, is the deal here, is it like Charles, you're just getting a little too long in the tooth, you're getting a little old?
No, I feel that way about the Black Lives Matter t-shirts. I walked up to a brother one day and asked him, I said, well, you know, do you feel that way about brother killing brothers? You know, so.
Right.
Let's keep it in context. But, you guys know what Trump doing with that. You know, I don't know if he's trying to entice the young brother with those the gold sneakers. Those young brothers don't like those gold sneakers. They like something white. You know, like white stuff, you know.
What?
Match everything, you know. I don't want to be racist about that comment, Jim. I'm sorry.
I don't see Trump coming out with gold shoes just to impress black people or to get some black vote.
I'm just saying what the guy on Fox News said. That's what I'm reading, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, so, same thing about him saying that about the, you know, I always joke about him all the time, saying he got black in him. Oh, yes, he got it in him. I say stay in trouble with the law like black folks.
So you're going to vote for him?
Within that context, though, the way he's using it as running for president, saying we wearing that T-shirt, that's wrong.
Did he make it up?
He shouldn't say it.
He shouldn't say true things?
Yeah, we go back to the whole free speech.
He shouldn't say things like that. He shouldn't say things like that and come out and ding a damn.
But it's okay for Charles Barkley to come out and openly threaten violence against other black people that wear that shirt?
Say what now?
It's perfectly okay for Charles Barkley to come out and threaten violence against black people that wear a T-shirt, but Trump's the guy who says mean things?
These guys are not running for president. I'm talking about the guys running for president. This guy's running for president to represent all of us, okay? That's my point I'm making, that why bingo gold tennis shoes in front of the audience and you know, and then you got the people on Fox News laughing about it, you know, to black people in the audience at this convention thing he had, you know, it's nonsense.
I just didn't see it that way.
Let's talk about engineering jobs, Trump. Let's talk about, you know, educating our kids in the country, okay? The black kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about these things that's important to us. Damn those tennis shoes.
If Trump would have said we want to educate our black youth, people would have said that he's calling black people dumb.
Mm. Now, I hear it every day. That way, hell, that the public school kid is so bad, so majority of those are what color? Let's keep it real here. But people like Jim and others don't want me to talk about these things, but hell, President talks about it. I mean, not...
So you're voting for him?
Let me say it right. The former president that's running for president again, he said those things.
So you voting for him?
I vote for no one right now. You know, it's confusing because...
still a chance.
You know, They're not telling anything to me that I want to hear for is making the country better. Working with people and making Montgomery a better place.
Well, we'll right see, now, but you know, this is the process and what we got right in front of us, and I tend to think, you know, maybe Trump's over-promising, but if he's going to be a human hand grenade, a wrecking ball to Washington, D.C., then that's what I want. Because the language of compromise is just usually the language that's put politely as they screw us over. But I appreciate the call, Duke.
Oh, all right. But one thing before I go.
Yeah. All right.
None of the people running haven't sold us on anything. All we heard is, wall, 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 build that damn wall. Okay. I'm gone.
All right.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Seems a little reductive to me. Like, that's all Trump has ever said? Build the wall?
Oh, he said some other stuff.
Yeah, he said a few things.
What did he say about that al-Baghdadi guy? He died like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I usually, if I was, you know, somebody's going to get you, they come through the front door, not our guys. They blew up the entire sidewall of his bedroom.
Yeah.
And there were like beautiful dogs. He died like a dog, but two beautiful dogs and a robot found him, took him out.
I forgot about that
Trump
part.
Said a lot of things. He said a lot of things. But, you know, we'll see. I just, at this point, I'm just over the whole, the conversation about race.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy to have conversations with anybody, but I find the ideological baggage that's brought into that is, like, wait, are we talking about race or you're just reconfigured Marxism that you think is going to actually serve you well? Yeah, because it's worked so well all over the world, right? Sure it has. Sure it has. Oh, but look at the Nordic countries. Do you really want to?
No.
272-9228. Like, so we're all Americans, whether we like it or not. Yep. And, yeah, I think it is about the bread and butter issues, kitchen table issues. It is about sense of security. And yeah, it should be. If there is a social contract, it is signed in the blood of patriots for American liberty. Mm. Now, people disagree over what liberty means, but I'm getting a little tired of people conflating liberty with agency, conflating liberty with I have power over you. But that's where we're at, unfortunately, as a nation. We'll see. Because right now I'm not seeing any candidate that really understands the concept of liberty. In fact, anybody who actually pipes up about that stuff is not very popular in the United States these days.
Right, quickly shut down, Joe.
Yeah. So, we had to hit a break.
All right.
More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. And on the phone, we have Ray Bowles from Prattville.
That's right.
How you doing, Ray?
Good, good. Hey, Johnny Flores, call us, 285-8117. This is going out to anybody looking for a salesman. I got a good Scottish guy that will let him go cheap.
Is he legal?
Nope.
Oh, no. Well, he could join the military here right around the corner. So.
Hey, we might have a job.
That's right. Hey, when he came over, he did get married in Walmart.
Oh, well, that's very American.
That sounds pretty Alabama to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. He's a Scottish guy that flew over here, and first thing he did was get married. Took us do it. Yeah, that's what I'm telling him. He got married in Walmart. He said, we did get married in Walmart, actually. He's been in the store way too long today. Please, somebody call Terry and have him come measure. Do me a favor. I need him out of here.
Oh, wow.
Do you know how bad it is when you leave your phone in a customer's house and you don't have your cell phone?
Yeah, that's got to be, at least you feel a little naked.
At least you know where you left it, though. That's usually the worst part is, oh, my God, where's my phone?
Yeah, yeah, I had to call Angie and do the call of shame and say, hey, look on Life 360 and see where I'm at right now. Oh, man, I did leave my phone at his house. He had a little bit repaired. I said, oh, I can take care of that. That's no problem. So I ran back here, got a staple gun, came back, fixed it. We talked for a minute, and off I went and left my phone laying on the steps. I know right where I left it. Yep.
Well,
so, hey, the beauty of the story is if y'all have a repair, call us. We'll, if I put the floor in, somebody else put the floor in, you're on your own. But if we put our floors in, we come back and fix what we put in.
That's right.
Even if it's 5 years later, like this guy happened, that the carpet turned loose because of his, it really was his dog that did it, but we're not going to say anything about that, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
No. It just happens. So give us a call today if you need anything with flooring, 285-8117. Don't forget to go vote. And the stickers are not sticking this time.
Ah, so it ain't just my shirt. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it fell off, and I'm like, that's weird, and got in the car, and she's like, hey, what happened to my sticker? I said, it's in the parking lot. Let's go.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Well, happy election day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray. See you, brother.
And that's Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Be sure to tell him you heard Ray on the radio with Joey and Eddie. So did we learn anything today?
Like, wait till the end of the show. Give Roxy
loves
the ball.
The squeaky ball.
Yeah.
And if you try to take it from her, she gets all sorts of feisty.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
But in a very fun way.
She did good today. She's really good.
Yeah, she's a great dog, man. Really great dog. I guess we learned that the crazy idea of let's make illegal immigrant citizens if they'll serve in the U.S. military.
So many things wrong.
It's honestly been done before in our history. Michelle Obama saying, I am not running. That's Victoria Nuland resigned.
You really think Michelle's going to run? I mean, honestly.
Well, I don't know.
I really don't think she ever will. I really don't think so. Yes, Jay, that's the ball.
Yeah, the ball is still ongoing there. And, well, we've also learned it seems turnout is pretty low today.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing a little bit, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they had that gambling bill in there, I bet turnout would be a little different.
It might be a little different.
Yeah.
No, there is some updates. We can do this some tomorrow. Okay. Where there's a Senate revised version. Now, it hasn't. It's all based on sourcing and stuff. But it would more like say you can do the parasocial or paramutual gaming in the places already going on that had the local amendments.
Okay.
But we're not going to add any new casinos.
No new casinos.
Though the governor can go and do a compact, shall do a compact with PCI. She has to.
Okay.
And then there would be a state lottery.
What about...
And the vote would be in September, not on the November ballot.
What about the... If you've been doing it illegally, we're going to grandfather you in. That's my biggest hang-up.
No, it was essentially they're grandfathered in, but not the full casino. They're grandfathered in for what they're already doing, which is based on the local amendments. And I think some are more legit than others, but...
Right, but it...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the historic, like the dog racing tracks.
Well, just the fact that I don't like the idea of you can operate illegally, and we're going to give you crap all these years, but one day we're going to reach a point where we go, you know what, it's all right.
But it would be a state lottery compact with PCI, like the governor shall do it. You would have those places that have been operating for a while.
Right.
You would kind of make them more official without giving them extra allowances to do full-on casino gaming. And the actual vote on it would be sometime in September, not on the November ballot. So we'll see if it gets through.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's and it could change overnight. Who knows?
Right. These are changes, right?
Negotiating behind the scenes.
Mm. Never good. Never good, Joey.
Yeah, well. Go get out there and vote. If I can vote, you can vote.
Yeah, Joey did it.
Yeah. And you know how much of a sourpuss I am.
Broke his routine and did it.
Y'all stay tuned. Happy Hour with Greg Beto. He's next.